And we're back for the second hour of Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet, your local radio show about jazz drummer Paul Modian. And it's December 2nd, 2016. Before the top of the hour, we heard four tunes from Mose Allison, first from the album Wild Man on the Loose, Nevermore from Mose Allison, Earl May, and Paul Modian. Then from The Earth Wants You, Cabaret Card. And from The Best of Mose Allison, Rolling Stone by Muddy Waters with Mose, Ben Tucker, and Ron Lundberg. And the last song we heard was also from The Best of Mose Allison, Stop This World, but a different lineup with Mose and Jimmy Nepper, Jimmy Rader, Addison Farmer, and Frankie Dunlap. And we're going to start off the second hour with another cut from Wild Man on the Loose, and this is Powerhouse.
Thank you.
That was Powerhouse from Mose Allison, Wild Man on the Loose, the album I've been featuring today in our tribute to Mose Allison, who passed away a couple weeks ago. That was Earl May on bass and Paul Modian on drums. Next, I'm going to play another cut from Jazz Alive, A Night at the Half Note, but I'm going to read from Paul's autobiography about the half note. And I've read this before, I think. In the back part of the room, near the end of the bar, was the enclosed kitchen. Mom and Pop were usually in the kitchen. Mom did the cooking. Al, the waiter, would pick up the food. Frank, Pop, or Mom Jean would hand out the food through a small open window. The Cantorino family owned the club. Mike and Sonny Cantorino ran the bar, and their sister, Rosemarie, was the hostess. When I played there with Al Cohn and Zoot Sims, every once in a while, when Zoot or Al got thirsty, Mike would hand up a double shot glass to whichever one had a free hand and then wait. Zoot or Al would gulp down the double shot of whiskey, what were they drinking anyway, and then, without looking, drop the shot glass, and Mike would then catch the empty glass he never missed. Al and Zoot would get tore up on the gig. I couldn't understand how they could be so drunk, yet play so well. Zoot played his ass off, swung like a beep. I was always amazed. Al Cohn played great. People always talked about Zoot, but Al had an incredible sound, a big sound, and played beautifully. Zoot reminded me some of Oscar Pettiford, the way they could still play so well when they drank so much booze. Recorded by United Artists Records, February 1959, A Night at the Half Note. I felt good about this night of music. Zoot and Al with Phil Woods playing alto and Mose Allison on piano, Nobby Tota on bass. We played Lover Come Back to Me, It Had to Be You, After You've Gone, and more. One night, as I was playing, I looked over to the large window on my left and saw the singer, the beautiful Annie Ross, standing outside on the sidewalk. She was looking straight at me and mouthed, "I love you." I must have been playing well. And here's It Had to Be You. Thank you.
days. Saved up his money, got some healthy rays, soaking up that juice. Wild man on the loose. Look out, stand back, panther on the prowl. Get yourself some coffee and a glass of water. Lock up your wife and hide your daughter. It's one man night to howl. Panther on the prowl.
Wait a second there. Before we start that, I want to tell you what you just heard. You just heard I Love the Life I Live from I Love the Life I Live with Mose Allison, Henry Grimes, and Paul Modian in 1960. And then before that, we heard Wild Man on the Loose. And that is a 1966 Atlantic release. Wait a minute. I think I messed up here. I did. All right, wait. I didn't play I Love the Life I Live. I'm going to play that next. And then before that, we heard from Jazz Alive, A Night at the Half Note. And that is It Had to Be You. So here's I Love the Life I Live.
I see you watching me just like a hawk. I don't mind the way you talk, but if you touch me, something's got to give. I live the life of love, and I love the life I live. My diamond ring and my money too. Tomorrow night they could belong to you. The girls move me at their will. I live the life of love, and I love the life I live. I may lay $100 on a bet this time. Tomorrow night I can't cover your dime. Next week I could be over the hill. I'm just trying to tell you people how I feel. You see me rocking as I pass you by. Don't talk about me, cause I could be high. Just forgive me if you will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. On a bet this time. Tomorrow night I can't cover your dime. Next week I could be over the hill. I'm just trying to tell you people how I feel. You see me rocking as I pass you by. Don't talk about me, cause I could be high. Just forgive me if you will. I live the life of love, and I love the life I live.
Okay, that was I Love the Life I Live. And you are listening to Community Radio 93.3 FM, WRFR Rockland, Maine. And today's show is a tribute to Mose Allison, pianist who passed away recently. He played in Maine. I think I remember seeing him at the Maine Festival down in Portland. I don't know if my memory is serving me correctly, back in the 80s or so, or maybe the early 90s. I don't know. Does anybody remember that? Next up, I have the Stan Getz Quartet. First, it's they're at the Red Hill Inn in New Jersey in 1957, and they're playing Duke Jordan tune, and Stan Getz on tenor saxophone, Mose Allison on piano, Jug Taylor on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. It's not a great recording, but I don't think it was on an album. Paul noted that it was recorded. It's a little bit confusing, but I got it off of YouTube, and it sort of continues on to an Ingo Records recording of Stan Getz at quartet at the Village Vanguard in 1960, and they play polka dots and moonbeams, and this has Stan Getz, Mose Allison, Willie Stump Jr. on bass, and Frank Izzola on drums.
Some blues to introduce Stan Getz in the quartet. We've got Mose Allison on piano, Jug Taylor's bass, and Paul Modian on the drums. Mr. Getz himself, America's number one tenor saxophonist. Going to start with a tune of Duke Jordan's called Jordu. Thank you.
You might ignore me, but doctors adore me. I got my Medicaid, got my Medicare. I'm a certified senior citizen. Excuse me while I take my nap. You don't like my driving, I don't like your jiving. Just don't give me that old time of crap. It's true, if it happened to you. Take a bus. Every single day there's more of us. I'm a certified senior citizen, got Florida on my mind. I won't even miss when checkers are chest. Just take me to the place where they bump and grind. We'll be right back. this year. It all seems so clear. Understood. It ain't nothing but another childhood. I'm a certified senior citizen, and one of these days I'm gonna get myself a Grey Panthers punk rock band. Raise hell in Arizona. Ever since the world ended, I don't go out as much. People that I once befriended just don't bother to stay in touch. Things that used to seem so splendid don't really matter today. It's just as well the world ended. It wasn't working anyway. Ever since the world ended, there's no more Bible Belt. Remember how we all pretended, round line by the way we felt. Every rule has been amended. There's no one keeping score. It's just as well the world ended. We couldn't have taken much more.
Ever since the world
face the future. With a smile. Will I ever find the one on my mind? The one who is my idea? Maybe she's a dream, and yet she might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize that light in her eyes that knows other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she was mine? I did. Recognize that light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she was mine? I did. Getting paid walk. I'm doing the getting paid walk. All night long he was hanging around. Now that I need him, he's not to be found. All other people are homeward bound, and I'm doing the getting paid walk. I'm sitting here sipping this beer. I'm sitting round sipping this beer. The waitress is all through counting her take. They finally got rid of the resident plate. I'm having trouble staying awake, and I'm doing the getting paid walk. Thank you. really getting paid, boss. I'm doing the getting paid, boss. I could get up and walk out in a huff, but I can't take a chance on him calling my bluff. When I finally get straight, it is never enough. And I'm doing the getting paid, boss.
That was from Mo's Allison Jazz Profile, a 1987 Blue Note compilation. And that was the song The Getting Paid Waltz from 1989's album My Backyard. Oh, wait, that can't be 89. Well, I don't know if I read that right. Maybe it must be 87. And Tony DeGrady on tenor saxophone and Bill Huntington on bass, Mo's on piano and vocal. And we also heard from that same album, Ever Since the World Ended, which was the second song we heard of the four. And that is with Mo's, Dennis Irwin on bass, Tom Wally on drums, Bob Malik on alto sax, Benny Wallace on tenor sax, and Arthur Blythe on tenor also with the solo. And to start off the set, we heard Certified Senior Citizen from The Earth Wants You, 1997 Blue Note release with Mo's, Ratso Harris, Paul Modian, Bob Malik, Randy Brecker, and Joe Lovano. And then we also heard the third song, My Ideal, from the same album. Okay, so next week, December 9th, I'll be back. I've got that new CD from Keith Jarrett. I think I might play some from that. And I've been thinking about Charlie Hayden. Not really sure, but that new CD is really nice. So thanks for listening to my tribute to Mo's Allison, a great pianist and a friend of Paul Modian. Played together many, many times. And I'm going to take us to the top of the hour with one last cut from the album Wild Man on the Loose. This is Night Watch, written by Mo's Allison. And it features Mo's Allison on piano, Earl May on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And it was put out on Atlantic Records in 1966. Have a great week.
You told me what I was doing wrong. You told me I wouldn't be here long. You told me all the things that I didn't do. So now won't you tell me, baby, what's with you? You told me about the pace setters. You told me about the go-getters. You told me about the people in the who's who. So now won't you tell me, baby, what's with you? Don't think I don't appreciate your grave concern. Don't think I haven't noticed that you've got words to burn. You told me about my sad condition. You told me that if I only listened, that you knew exactly what I ought to do. So now won't you tell me, baby, what's with you? Tell me, baby, what's with you?